Yo, what's up? It's 11:11.
That's not too bad, you know. So, I got something to do at 1. So, I gotta do this, and then I gotta get out the door, and I gotta run. So, I don't know. Let me see what's going on. My fucking brain isn't really working yet. What is going on? I have no idea what's going on. You know, that's the thing, is when you get up at like right now, something already happened. You know, there's between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. something happened in the world. It happened overnight, you know, somewhere, but I have no idea. Airbnb permanently banned white supremacists from making reservations and hiring out flats. This is British, but I guess it must be a worldwide. Yeah, because it's a U.S. company. Yeah, the white supremacists really overplayed their hand. They're losing their website. They're losing that Daily Stormer, which, you know, that's gotta hurt. Now you can't Airbnb. If you're a white supremacist, it's an issue, and maybe you need to have your Airbnb privileges taken away, and I'll make you think about what you're doing. Go stay at a Best Western, asshole. Don't go stay in somebody's nice house. I love Airbnb. I stayed at an Airbnb in Pennsylvania. I told you about that. I was in the house. I couldn't tell you what episode. If you want to go back and listen to, well, why would you? Yeah, there's no record of what episode is what. Although I could go look at my calendar and figure it out. Anyway, where protesters pulled down Confederate monument in front of Old Durham Courthouse. That's pretty good. I saw that was happening last night. Fuck them. I mean, I don't understand these Confederate monuments. I don't understand these Southern pride people. These Confederate pride people. Let's put it that way. You know, because it's like, yeah, that was bad. That's bad time. Because this is what people be like, I didn't do it, it was my fault. But then why do you have a flag and a statue? It's fucking weird. You know? Like, if you had a great-great-grandfather that was the biggest murderer, you know, like, say, John Wayne Gacy's great-great-grandchildren were like, hey, I wasn't a murderer. I just have this statue of him in clown makeup that I have on my front lawn out of respect and pride. You know, I mean, I'm proud of him as a clown and as a man. He did that. That was wrong, but he didn't know. He didn't realize. He just thought, you know, he was killing children for his family. I don't know. It's not a perfect analogy, but fuck these Confederate monuments. They're not. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, the argument's been said a million times, so there's really no point, you know, to talk about it.
Texas cops under fire after... Not that there's no point in talking about it. There is no point in me restating the arguments in this venue. There's every point in talking about it, I think, because they're still up, you know, except people are tearing them down. There's a crazy vibe right now that Unite the Right rally really fucking struck off, and I don't think it's gonna be good for these white supremacists or Trump. At least I hope it ends up kind of backfiring on those people. Let me see. Oh boy, there's a lot. Confederate statue moved from downtown Gainesville. That's going on. Magic mushrooms enzyme solved. Magic mushroom enzyme solved could lead to mass production of psilocybin. It means, I guess, they could artificially make mushrooms. Well, sure, that would be big business. Sounds good. Although I don't think I would want, I wouldn't take mushrooms right now anyway, but I don't think I would want lab mushrooms. I think I would want real mushrooms. Okay, let's see. Tiger Woods had Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC in blood at time of DUI arrest. Ooh, why don't you throw THC in there? That's nothing with that other stuff. I mean, Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, and Ambien. You should not be driving on all of those. That's too bad. But I understand. I mean, I can also understand having all that stuff in your system and then feeling like you need to go to 7-Eleven. That's the problem. That's why I don't live in a place where you have to drive. I don't want to be all hopped up on pills and then not be able to leave. You know, you always want to be able to leave. Let's do one more and then I'm gonna leave. Let me find one more. High school teacher has baby with pupil after grooming him from the age of 14. Whew. Well, let's take a look at these two. Do they have a picture? That's a video. I'm not gonna watch the video. The teacher is attractive, so right away she is case dismissed. No, this is terrible. What? I mean, you're gonna attract people that are gonna want to have babies with kids, I guess. Let's see, had 3 years sexual relationship with a boy who posed as a mentor so she could move into, so he could move into her home. Okay. This people's father raised. Well, yeah, that's what is she in trouble? Or is it just like, hey, well, there you go. Now they have a family. I don't see anything about. They just tell you how it happened. She's being charged with 3 counts of sexual abuse alleged to have taken place. Does this dude have to take care of this kid, I wonder? Yeah, none of my teachers ever wanted to have sex with me. And I don't think that would have happened now, even where all the teachers are having sex with everybody. I didn't really have that many hot teachers. There was a few. Well, I guess that's it. I don't know. This wasn't that good, I know. Sorry. Tomorrow might be better. Oh, and I didn't do the thing where I said I was going to call Ian. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. All right. Everything's going to be better tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.